Hello, I'm your host, Gary Oz, and this is Just Loving Life and Why You Should. I share related experiences in mental and physical health, personal wealth, entertainment, and sports for the more mature man. So go ahead and press the follow button on whatever directory you're currently listening on.
Body Products. Body Products. And the proud sponsors. Proud sponsors. Of Just Loving Life. Just Loving Life. Just Loving Life. With Gary Oz. With Gary Oz. Beauty originates deep inside. 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 Inside.
The topic of today's show is America's Independence Day. Now, last Sunday, the 4th of July, marked America's Independence Day, which made the USA 244 years old. But I often wondered, what does this mean, especially to Black Americans? Was it just another public holiday to relax and enjoy with fireworks, street parties, concerts, cookouts, and attend a baseball game, to name a few ways of celebration? Or is it a day to give thanks and buy into the hype that America, being the greatest country on earth, or as in the lyrics and the song performed by the 80s hip hop group Public Enemy, don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Now, the internet has been a real eye-opener to me on the extent of how the historic racial problems in America are still very prominent to this day. Let me take you way back in history. The first Africans to reach America, or the colonies as it was once called those days, in 1619 was seized by pirates from a Portuguese slave ship who then traded them to merchants of the colonies. This is the year that is accepted by historians as start of slavery in America. July 4th, 1776, was the birth of Independence Day. Now, let us not ignore the history of natives and American Indians in the United States, which began in ancient times, tens of thousands of years ago, with settlements of the Americas by the Paleo-Indians. Fair enough, as we all know, Independence Day, or the Proclamation of Independence, was never aimed at the black man. The greatest abolitionist, Frederick Douglass, made a speech on the 5th of July, 1852. What to the slave is the 4th of July? As Malcolm X once famously said in a speech in March 1964, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock, the rock was landed on us, drawing reference to the Pilgrims landing on Plymouth Rock in 1620. Now, over 150 years on from Plymouth Rock, America independence, almost 100 years from that, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, and the Civil Rights Movement. Black America is still fighting for independence. But hold on. Wait a minute. Surely that was then. Things have changed now, right? Now, Black America have had Barack Obama as a president. They have their own Independence Day, Juneteenth, 19th of June, which commemorating the emancipation of African Americans. I'm not sure many of you would have heard of that fact. They have people such as the billionaire Oprah Winfrey, who owns her own Harpo TV network. The billionaire Tyler Perry, who has his own film studios, who recently provided a home and security for Prince Harry and Meghan when Prince Harry was cut off from the royal family business finances. But the racial tension feels like it could be cut with a knife. You can even feel it all the way over here in the UK. But why is that? We know the facts of police brutality and the Trump effect. But why do I sadly think that we should consider America Independence Day? I thought about things and I concluded the problem is there is no true black independence anywhere. Did you know countries such as the Cameroon, Senegal, Burkina Faso, and the Ivory Coast, a total of 14 African countries? Now, these are former French colonies, currencies that are printed and linked to the French economic process, taking some forms of decision-making out of their hands, as well as natural resources some 75 years after so-called independence. Allez, allez, ça va bien. Many so-called third world Caribbean countries, let's face it, many of them are third world, have massive IMF loans and crippling interest payments, and you must agree, to allow the IMF to have a hand in policy decisions. Let us briefly, though, look at France in relation to Haiti. In 1825, barely 2 decades after winning its independence against all odds, Haiti was forced to begin paying enormous reparations to the French slaveholders it had overthrown. It was a republic formed and led by blacks who had revolted against the institution of slavery as such. Haiti's independence was viewed as a threat by all slave-owning countries, with the United States included, and its very existence ranked as racist globally. Haiti, a tiny, impoverished, and all alone in a hostile world, had little choice but to succumb to France's reparations demands, which were delivered to Port-au-Prince by a fleet of heavily armed warships in 1825. Haiti gained immunity from the French military invasion relief from political and economic isolation and crippling debt that took 122 years to pay off. Thanks to voluntary contributions for Haiti's citizens, most of whom were desperately, I repeat, desperately poor, that debt was finally settled in 1947. But decades of making regular payments had rendered the Haitian government insolvent, hoping to create a climate of instability from which the country still has not and unlikely to ever, I repeat, ever recover. Now, Haiti's potentially under siege dutifully paid France reparations, which is, in my opinion, surmounts to extortion. Now, over the course of nearly 6 generations with interest, France should now do the right thing and return those payments, which estimated in to about a total of $21 billion. Now, that would be a relatively small amount in the French national budget. Now, we may not be slaves, but we are far from being free as nations. Now, many European countries also have IMF loans, like Greek Cyprus. Now, they have been lied and they've cooked the books to the Eurozone, but they still have more favourable terms on their borrowing. Εφαραστώ πολύ, πολύ καλά, εντάξει, ναι? As individuals within our own little worlds and networks, we feel free, but when we sit and have conversations, the issues of life always rise to the surface. In fact, it is hard to see we are truly independent. On many occasions, our independence is at a price. How can we get true independence? Let us go back in history, referring to the USA. Black independence. Well, for a start, we need to vote more. I will tell you why. In 1960, John F. Kennedy was elected president of the USA by the slimmest of margins ever recorded at the time of less than 1%. It was rightly regarded that the black vote brought him to power. This act helped to make the politicians take the issues in the South and the civil rights movement more seriously. In short, it helped to improve Black Lives Matter. In America, once you are a convicted felon, you do not automatically have the right to vote once you have finished your sentence. State by state, the requirements are different from literally having to buy your right to vote back and to not being able to vote at all. Now, in most states, it is far more straightforward process. Now, if you know me, you know I love my stats. Over 770,000 people could not cast a vote in Florida's last year's election because of felony convictions. On researching this topic, I found the rates of incarceration in America in 2010 was per 100,000 people. In other words, that is 4,347 black male felons against 698 white male felons, that is a rate of over 6-1. Now, that is a lot of potential votes lost, votes that could help people be more independent in their and local community lives. No wonder they are quick to incarcerate black Americans. There is a book called The New Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander, which claims there is a direct link between the two. The right to vote is the road to independence, or be as independent as well as we will ever be. The fact that the powers that be try to take the independence away by denying the right to vote says it all. Let us come back to this side of the pond, you know, to the United Kingdom. In the UK, as first generation Windrush children, we are in a unique position. We were part of mass immigration to this country. We grew up and saw all the changes over the years that came with the more we integrated ourselves into this country. Now, the biggest road carnival in Europe, the Notting Hill Carnival, has grown too big for the authorities to take away due to the political backlashes and potential loss of votes. Now, we have Black History Month. Again, a very small step forward. Independently and collectively, we are slowly getting a form of Black independence. We need to start getting a hold of our commercial independence, keeping and circulating the pound with our own community, as in the Black Pound Day. If we look at other certain immigrant groups, we can clearly see how it is done. Independence is a tricky thing. It comes in many forms, from individuals to communities to races themselves. Looking at the history to its present day, it's all about power, money, and the ability to manipulate. So, as for the 4th of July, 1776, the American Independence Day is for some, yes. For others, no. If you like this podcast, like and subscribe or follow and give a 5-star review where it's applicable. If you wish to contact me, though, I'm available through the website, which is all the W's, justloving-life.com, whereas you'll be alerted with the most recent episodes, which is generally available every Tuesday. Also, tell your friends, family, and anyone acquainted with your existence about these shows, because then you'll be helping a brother out. Thank you for listening, and in the meantime, let's be careful out there.